Episode 15. Esther will be shopping for shoes. Welcome to Pole Data Soulmate Relationship Talk. I'm your host, Aunt Triana E. Stone, the love advocate, where everything is always about you, internally and externally. Be sure to tune in weekly on Wednesday for our new episode. And don't forget to invite a friend. This week's episode, I'll be narrating from the book, Pole Data Soulmate, Esther's Story. And our sponsor, Get More in Life Coaching, will give away 3 signed copies to the first 3 listeners that comment on this week's episode. Go to poledateorsoulmate.com for details. Thanks for listening. Everything was going perfectly. She ran to Saks Fifth Avenue and purchased the shoes, and oh my God, was it difficult to stand. Even after standing for only a short period, it felt as though she was constantly leaning forward. She sat back down for a moment and told herself to take a deep breath before attempting to stand again. She did manage to stand, but her feet would move. The heels were so tall, it felt like she was tittering at the summit of Mount Everest. How could something so beautiful feel so terrible? As she pondered whether she should purchase the beautiful shoes despite how impossible they were to wear, Esther remembered watching an episode of the Wendy Williams Show about putting Vaseline on your feet before putting your shoes on. This was an aha moment. She could purchase the shoes and use Vaseline to make them easier to wear. It could work, right? She'd never taken the time to do these sorts of things while she'd been married. She'd always been more into taking care of her ex-husband than herself. He'd always been well-dressed. Meanwhile, she had put on something decent. She didn't really mind as long as she was clean. The last time Esther recalled really taking her dressing up seriously was when she and Daniel were still dating. She made sure she kept herself together. After marriage, it hadn't really been about her. It was all about him. And she enjoyed seeing him well-dressed. Now, thanks to Vashti, she was evolving. Dressed to kill. Having left home early that morning, Esther finally returned home shortly after 4:30 p.m. It was a good thing Esther's date was with herself, she thought, or she'd had been rushing to make it home on time. As it was, Esther didn't have a set time to go to dinner, not a place in mind. The place Vashti recommended popped into her head. She'd foregone going to a salon, so after showering, shampooing, and blow-drying her hair, she splurged on products for extra volume. Fuller hair would surely be sexier. Soon, it was time for Esther to slip on her fitted new dress, and she nearly screamed in excitement. What had she been missing? She pulled a container of Vaseline out of the restroom cabinet, smearing a big glob onto her feet. Lord have mercy on me, she chuckled. It was time to put on her new Christian Dior heels that she could barely move in. She wasn't accustomed to wearing higher heel shoes when it came to cost or style. The Vaseline allowed her feet to easily glide into the shoe. She stood admiring herself in the mirror. She was hot. It hadn't even been 24 hours, and already Esther felt like she'd evolved into another woman. Esther eventually decided to follow Vashti's recommendations. She didn't need reservations to sit at a bar, and it was too late to make reservations at any other venue. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as I have. It's getting ready to get hot and popping with next week's episode when Esther finally arrives at Giovanni's Italian restaurant. I can't wait to get your feedback. Go to PoleDate or soulmate.com and let us know what do you think is getting ready to happen. And if you're a female, have you ever purchased some shoes because they were so fine to the eyes, but they were the enemy to the feet? Well, until the next time, peace, joy, and love.